San Jose, California, it's the Frugal Life Podcast. And here's the host, Ricky Hershey.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. I hope you enjoyed last week's big announcement. I'm very excited for what's coming for the podcast, being able to move to a new location where I'll be able to put some acoustic paneling up and do some other changes to my recording setup that will result in a much better sounding podcast. It should be phenomenal. But before we dive into today's topics, let's look at reviews very quickly. So I'm at Stitcher.com, and we have a review from John543, who says, "This is the best personal finance show. Ricky is the best host. I would listen to this every day, but it only comes out once a week." Thanks for the review, John. I really appreciate it. And if you want to leave a review, I might read it in the show, and it enters you into a chance to win an Amazon gift card for $25 once I get 50 reviews. So please do that. All right, and on to today's show. Welcome to The Frugal Life. Today we're diving into a listener question. All right, let me read the question first. "I am interested in early retirement. I got a late start at 46, but thankfully was in a company with exceptional retirement benefits previously. All of that has been rolled into a managed IRA. This year I'm maxing out my 401k with match to the allowable $19,000 plus maxing my Roth at $6,000. I plan to max until I retire. I am interested in pulling from my 401k at 55. From what I've read, I should be able to do that penalty-free, depending on what I can pull without depleting it before I can pull the rest of my retirement. I'd like to retire or work part-time starting at 55. That only gives me 7 years to build an appropriate amount. Do you know how that works? Also, how does my income affect the drawing of my Social Security? I plan to draw at 67, but can I still start Medicaid?" All right, there are quite a few questions in this question. So let's start off. Maxing out your IRA and your 401k is a great first step towards retirement. So I would definitely keep that up. As far as pulling from your 401k at 55, I'm not an expert on this. The general rule first is 59 and a half. However, there are exceptions, and there is an exception called Rule 55. And essentially, if you have money in a 401k from an employer, and you are employed by that employer still, and after the age of 55, you quit that job, you can withdraw money from your 401k without penalty. But remember, it's specific to the 401k of that particular employer that you are quitting. And yes, it also involves you quitting your job or retiring or being laid off. And just to add one more quick note, I'm using an article from thebalance.com to help me get some information. If you have a different 401k, you can roll it into your current employer's plan. And so you should be able to draw everything in your current employer's plan after it's been rolled from your old employer. If this is all a little confusing, that's because it kind of is. I'll link the article below so you can read about it too if you want more details. There are also some other ways to withdraw from a retirement account early. I don't want to get all into the details. But for the most part, I'm not sure I would quite advocate this. Let's just run some numbers on the overall picture, right? But if you're contributing $26,000 a year to your retirement and you want to retire in 7 years, that's only $182,000 of money that you have contributed. And sure, it will grow, right? If you invested in the stock market, maybe you get a 7% return, and maybe that will turn into more like $225,000. But that would be pretty tough, I think, to retire on. So I might advocate not withdrawing at age 55 in this scenario. I would probably try to work just a little bit longer, tough it out, because $250,000 is still, you know, kind of a lot of money. But it to retire on, there's so many things that could happen. You could have medical expenses. As a very financially conservative person, I would save a little bit longer and work perhaps just a little bit longer. Now, let's try to get into the last part of the question. I am not an expert on Social Security. The gist of it, though, is if you make more money in your lifetime, your Social Security can be higher. So if you are a high earner, a high wage earner, your Social Security will be higher because you paid a higher share into it, is my understanding. Also, you can draw your Social Security starting at different ages. It's basically designed, though, to be a wash, though. No matter when you start withdrawing, statistically, you'll get about the same amount of money, or at least that's how it was intended. Now, if you are a healthy person, you may want to wait to withdraw your Social Security. If you are not a particularly healthy person, you probably want to withdraw it right away. If you expect to have a very long lifetime, then withdrawing later and getting that larger payment may be worth it. But again, I'm definitely not an expert on Social Security. Okay, and for the last part of the question, how does my income affect the drawing of my Social Security? We talked about I plan to draw at 67, but can I still start Medicaid? And so I'm actually a little confused by this part of the question. I will have to check in with the question asker. Just for really brief context, Medicaid is for low-income individuals. Medicare is for elderly individuals. And you can start Medicare at age 65. So in short, I don't see the relationship between the starting the drawing on Social Security and Medicaid. So I'll have to ask the question asker about that. Okay, and on to our next segment. So the past few weeks, I've actually been up to something that is kind of unfrugal of me, or at least seemingly unfrugal of me, and that is I have quit my job, and I will start traveling the world, first going to the Bahamas on a cruise, and then going to some other places, and it should be a lot of fun. But, I mean, I won't really be making much, if any, income, and I will have a ton of expenses. And so this isn't the most frugal thing I have done. But let me talk a little bit about why I'm doing this and some of the conditions, I think, that make it more acceptable. So first, I don't have any debt. No debt at all. So I can take a kind of long vacation, and it's not an issue, I think. There's no debt accumulating when I get back. Two, I have been saving and been pretty frugal the past 2 years as I've worked, and my wife and I have increased our net worth quite a bit, which is awesome, and I hope to continue to do that. But in the meantime, I have been working crazy hours at work, and I am very tired, and I'm ready for something new. It also works out timing-wise, right? I've been living in San Jose a while, and I think it's just time for me to move back to my roots where my family is and stuff. So that's where we are right now. In the meantime, though, I'm still trying to travel frugally. I have signed up for a new credit card, and maybe I will talk more about that in the future. Credit cards are not evil, like some people say they are. They are a tool. But like any tool, a tool can be misused in a way that harms you. So, of course, pay your balance every month. All of the perks you get from your credit card will be totally mitigated if you pay interest on your balance. So don't do that. Pay your balance off every month. Anyways, that's probably a topic for another episode. Well, I hope you also follow me on my YouTube channel, Another Boring Vlog. The title, of course, is a play. I don't actually think it's Another Boring Vlog. But I hope you give it a watch. I have some videos coming out. I think I am now planning on releasing videos there every Friday, so you can hear me here on the podcast on Mondays. You can watch me on Fridays. At least that's the plan for now. So let me know what type of content you want. If you'd like more me just talking about me content, we can work with that. If you have topics you want covered, different ways to save, we'll talk about that too, whatever you want. Just send me your thoughts and we will integrate it into the show. All right. Thanks for listening.